Venerable Geshe-la says, in the third stage, the root text says that living beings are ensnared within the iron net of self-grasping ignorance. So now Geshe-la gives us a definition of self-grasping ignorance. This definition is pivotal. We reflect on it to start with our own self-grasping ignorance, and then we think all living beings suffer from this self-grasping ignorance. All living beings are ensnared. It's like a net trapping us in this world of hallucination, this world of mistaken appearance, this world of fake suffering. So we need to understand what is self-grasping ignorance. So Venerable Geshe-la gives us a definition, a priceless definition from the mouth of Guru Tsongkhapa himself. He says, in this context, the definition of self-grasping is a mind that mistakenly believes that ourself or others that we normally see or perceive actually exist. A mind that mistakenly believes that ourself or others that we normally see or perceive actually exist. In other words, not just people, but all the other things as well. That the things, the people and things that we normally see exist. Grasping means believing. Self-grasping means believing the things that we normally see exist, grasping, holding them as if they're real. They're not real. Excuse me. But we hold tightly to these hallucinations. And because of this, we develop mistaken appearance. Geshe-la says, we should contemplate the meaning of this definition again and again, which we're going to do in a moment, it'll be our meditation in a moment. We should contemplate the meaning of this definition again and again until we clearly recognize our self-grasping ignorance. So we start by understanding our own self-grasping ignorance. We clearly recognize it. We got it. I see it at work. I see it working within me. We should contemplate the meaning of this definition again and again until we clearly recognize our self-grasping ignorance. And here's the key. Is the key, which always abides at our heart, always abides at our heart, and whose function is to destroy our mental peace and happiness. It destroys our happiness. It destroys our mental peace, from which arises our happiness. All happiness arises from mental peace. Self-grasping, ignorance of self-grasping, is in our heart all the time, night and day, awake or asleep, destroying our mental peace, disturbing our mental peace. We have to think deeply about what does Geshe-la mean by this. We should contemplate the meaning of this definition again and again until we clearly recognize our self-grasping ignorance, which always abides at our heart, and whose function is to destroy our mental peace and happiness. With this recognition, now we move to other living. Okay, I got it. I can see it at work in my mind. I can see why I never have genuine mental peace. I'm starting to see why I don't really have any true happiness. I have what I call happiness or pleasure, but it's actually very low grade, and it's not really happiness at all. It's just a temporary reduction of suffering. Underlying all of my experience is this feeling that something's not right. Sometimes we can articulate that feeling, sometimes we can't, but all the time we have this feeling things ain't right. And even when they're going well, we are like worried it's going to come to an end. They're not going that well, but even so, with this anxiety, grasping anxiety, insecurity in our mind, there's no peace. because the self-grasping is eating away at our peace. The opposite, self-grasping is delusion, function to destroy peace, inner peace. If we meditate on this definition and see it at work in our own life, always abiding at our heart, not the definition, self-grasping ignorance, see it always constantly eroding and destroying my mental peace and preventing me from enjoying true happiness. True happiness. With this recognition, we contemplate that because each and every living being is ensnared within the iron net of self-grasping ignorance, none of them has any real happiness. Okay, we're pretty high up in samsara. The conditions we have are pretty darn good, especially in our society. Pretty comfortable, relatively speaking. And we have so much at our disposal, which we think will give us happiness. Partners, friends, food, money, status, house, car. The list is endless. All the things we acquire in an attempt to find happiness. But we don't find it. We have a few fleeting glimpses of temporary, low-grade happiness, but that evaporates. We have no real happiness. We have no deep, lasting, pure happiness. We never find. So every living being, we look around us, we see every living being in samsara, they never experience real happiness. This is because their mental peace, the source of happiness, is always being destroyed by their self-grasping ignorance, which always remains at their hearts. Understanding and thinking this, we develop a sincere wish to give pure happiness to all living beings who are our mothers. Who can give pure happiness? What is pure happiness? Only someone who is entirely free from, permanently free from self-grasping ignorance can experience pure happiness, and therefore only such people can give that happiness to others. So I must become enlightened so that I can give pure happiness to others. It pains me so badly to see that even in the very best conditions that samsara offers, still cannot find pure happiness, still cannot find contentment, still cannot find satisfaction.